We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Homicides in the previous year. Aaron Fleming says in total, 297 people were killed in Memphis last year, down 25% from 398 in 2023.
The Memphis Police Department did several things to curb the homicide rate in 2024. MPD cited a sharper focus on gangs, hiring more homicide investigators, and the creation of a fugitive task force, which seeks to arrest those with active warrants, among its efforts to reduce the city's number of homicides. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Aaron Fleming.
More on this story and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
This is Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Hey, this is Steve Selvage, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is Joe Restivo, and I'm listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Well, welcome. Happy Friday, everybody. First Friday of 2025, your WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM. My name is Ron. I have the great fun and pleasure and privilege to be here with y'all for an hour on Fridays to help start your weekend. So I hope you're having a good one. It's sun is out, cold as heck. It's going to get cold, way cold next weekend, but looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty nice weekend till the rain hits coming up over Sunday or something. And I happen to have a special guest in the studio. Might as well jump on in there. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Mr. Jimmy Crossway decided to come by and say hello and talk about some new art he's been working on. How are you, man?
Well, I'm good. Uh-huh. It's been an interesting year, and I've got an art exhibit coming up at the Playhouse on the Square. That'll be January 12th, Sunday, January 12th.
A week from Sunday.
Okay. The reception is from 2 to 5, and it's in the cafe lobby at the Playhouse, which is there on the east side. Right when you come in from the parking lot, you're in the cafe lobby.
Gotcha.
I'm calling the show Cosmic Interference and Other Variables. And it'll be featuring my Zen chimes, Zen clocks, wheels of karma, and more.
How cool.
Many pen and ink drawings I do. Some are functioning mazes. But anyway, it's I think, a pretty good show, and I hope that people will enjoy it. It's up until March 4th, so the Playhouse, I know, is open 9 to 5, 6 days a week.
Right. They're at the corner of Cooper and Union?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right at Cooper and Union.
Playhouse in the Square, Midtown Memphis?
Uh-huh. And also, I'd kind of like to promote the Sons of Mud Boy, which is a group that includes Steve Selvage, Luther and Cody Dickinson, Jim mm-hmm. Dickinson's boys. Mm-hmm. Steve is, of course, Sid Selvidge's son. And Ben Baker is Lee Baker's son.
Right.
And Lee and Sid and Jim Dickinson were all my bandmates.
All members of the original Mudboy
Boy
and the
Neutrons. And playing with their sons, we go under the name of the Sons of Mudboy.
Next Generation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's a lot of fun. We don't play too often because Steve Selvidge is on the road a bit and recording with all kinds of folks. And Luther and Cody Dickinson make up the greater part of the North Mississippi All-Stars. And they're busy touring the country and sometimes the world. Mm-hmm. So it's rare that we're all in town at the same time. And it's a real treat to play with them.
Sure.
And DKDC is a small venue, but it's really fairly intimate, and we usually have a full house. It doesn't take an awful lot to fill it.
Right.
But Karen Carrier, that owns DKDC and the beauty shop, has been a big fan for years
right.
now, and she always
big supporter of Memphis music.
Gets us when she can.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's also been sort of a dark year in that, for me personally, I've lost three friends all within the past month, beginning with my friend Deborah, who, well, actually, it began with Stanley Booth.
Okay, yes.
He passed away before Christmas.
Right.
Deborah passed away the day after Christmas. Wow. Deborah is an artist I've shown with for more than 20 years.
Deborah,
we'll do one or two shows a year
together. Deborah Fagan Carpenter?
Yes, mm-hmm. at her studio mm-hmm. on Canada Road.
Right.
And then I learned just yesterday that Don Nix died on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Don and I go way back. Well, so do Stanley and I.
Right.
When I first met Stanley Booth, for those who maybe aren't familiar with Stanley, he wrote a pretty informative book on the Rolling Stones
right.
called Dance with the Devil.
Right. David Less was just here to talk about it before
yeah.
and put together the...
And
service.
When I first met Stanley, I was about 16 years old, and I was taking karate at a dojo in Memphis owned by Jim Arwood, and he had...
A dojo being a karate studio?
A karate studio,
okay.
yeah, a dojo.
Okay.
And Jim had brought in to the country a really exceptional karate expert in the Shotokan school from Japan, a fellow named Takashi Akazawa. And Stanley, at that time when I met him, he had a purple belt in karate.
Wow.
And I watched him go from getting his purple belt to his brown belt.
Okay.
And then a few months later, he went for his black belt.
Okay.
And he had to fight Takashi Akazawa, which was a horrible thing to
wow.
witness. I
right.
mean, Takashi did not pull any punches.
Uh-huh.
And he just, you know, wiped the floor with Stanley. But
we didn't hear that story before.
And he's actually, Takashi is the reason I stopped doing karate, in
uh-huh.
fact. I was just doing sparring with him
mm-hmm.
and he was maybe 8 feet from me. I blinked, and by the time my eyes were open again, in that split second, he hit my chest with his open hand, and I had a red handprint
wow.
on my chest for about an hour. And I realized maybe karate is not for me. and having witnessed how bloody Stanley Booth got going for his black belt.
Kung Fu is not for you. Grasshopper.
Really. I liked it for the uniform and the dance, sort of. But the reality of getting beat up was just not too...
It's a martial art.
Not too appealing.
Right. Well, here with Jimmy Crossway at the studios of WYXR, has been so kind and gracious to come by and talk about his art exhibit. He's been doing new art, and as well as being just a Memphis classic legendary musician, he's got this whole other side of his spectrum where he's a tangible artist. He does sculptures and clocks and flowers and beautiful pieces. In fact, I've been to the gallery, Deborah Fagan Carpenter's gallery, there out in Canada Road, a couple times for your exhibits just to take it all in. And she was a wonderful artist. I'm so sorry about the loss of your friend.
Yeah.
And just she was a wonderful talent, and that was a beautiful studio. And you always had a cadre of friends would come out and hang out. It was always a treasure, a pleasure, and a treasure to go out and visit out there when you were showing your art, and visit with her and just get to take in the vibe.
Well,
that house just oozed art. Anyway,
another kind of ironic incident was we had a show the first weekend in December this year. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the 5th, 6th, and 7th, or 6th, 7th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was selling pretty good. Deborah, not so good. But then on Sunday, the last day, a woman came through representing a bank that's about to open in Arlington, Tennessee, which is where I live, and just down the road from where Deborah lives.
Right.
And she bought 9 of Deborah's paintings.
Wow.
And one of my larger pieces for the bank.
Line the bank with her art.
It's a Leaders Credit Union bank about to open in Arlington.
Y'all heard
on
it first
Airline
here.
Road.
Wow. What an honor. How cool.
After Deborah had passed, my wife Ula and I delivered the artwork to the bank.
How wonderful.
It was...
Congratulations, Jimmy.
Well, it's just, it went from her going yahoo to, oh dear, you know. life is nothing if not ironic.
Yes.
But at least she got to have the pleasure and excitement, actually, of selling 9 pieces.
And knowing that people were going to see it every day in the brand new, beautiful bank in Arlington, Tennessee.
We put our bios, will be there on the walls.
How cool.
Accompanying the
permanent gallery and permanent audience
permanent
every
exhibition.
Day. Every day you'll have traffic through there and people get to appreciate it. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
Wow. Here with Jimmy Crossway, y'all, we're yammering on, talking, and we jumped right in there, Jimmy. Let's back up, play a little music, give the listeners a break from our music, from our voice.
I've got some what amounts to like a demo that the Sons of Mudboy put together.
Oh, cool.
And the second track on that is the only time you'll hear me sing. And the song is Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out, which is the first song that Jim Dickinson and I recorded as a jug band in 1964.
Wow.
Recorded it at Sam Phillips Studios. Roland James was engineering. And later, when the Sons of Mudboy were putting together kind of a tribute to Jim, I wanted to sing this song. So I don't sing often, but... I was happy to do this.
Okay, let me reintroduce it. It's here's Jimmy Crossway with Sons of Mudboy on a new live a new release, and they're come. Go ahead.
It's just a demo.
Okay,
it's
demo.
Not,
okay,
it's not released.
Right. Well, demo for preparing for a new release, and here in the studios live WYXR with Jimmy Crossway, and here we go. Thank you.
nights I lived my life like a millionaire. Had plenty of money, boys, I didn't care. Carried out my friends for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Well, I hit the skids and I fell so low. Didn't have no friends, nowhere to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna latch on to it till that ego grins, because nobody wants you when you're down and out. In your pocket, you ain't got a penny. Look for your friends, boys, you haven't any. Well, you get back on your feet again, and everybody wants to be your long-lost friend. Now it's mighty true, without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down and out. Yesterday the man came to get his rent. I told him all about the money I spent. Told him I was so broke, man, I didn't know what to do. Said that I'd go out and I'd find one or two. Well, I hit each and every friend of mine. Man, they wouldn't let me have one lousy time. You know it's true, without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down and out. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down and out. In your pockets, you ain't got a penny. Look for your friends, boys, and you haven't any. Well, you get back on your feet again, and everybody wants to be your long-lost friend. It's awful true, but without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down and out. They don't want you when you're down and out.
All right. There he is. Jimmy Crossway with Sons of Mudboy, a demo new release. That's so good. You're hard on yourself. That sounded good. You should sing more, Jimmy. Why not?
Well, no. In that session, though, I did do Bob Dylan's Masters of War. Oh,
okay. That's a pretty intense song.
Yeah, and I tried to do it really with a deep bass voice, kind of Leonard Cohen style.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it worked or not.
Right. Have you seen the new Dylan movie?
But, you know, the next song on that particular CD is called I'm Your Puppet. And it was sung by a fellow named Luke White, who was with the Sons of Mudboy periodically on and off. And I don't know, many people do remember me as a puppeteer.
Sure.
For about 40-something years, I made my living as a puppeteer.
Sure.
Primarily.
I saw you a few times
and
down at the...
For about 22 of those years, mm-hmm. I did puppet shows at the Memphis Pink Palace Museum. But in a way, this was Luke's sort of gift to me to do I'm Your Puppet. If you want to play that, I like Luke's voice a lot. It's a lot better than mine.
You ready? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Puppet, I'll do funny things. carpet. I'm yours to have and hold, darling. You've got full control of your puppet. Pull another string and I'll kiss your lips. I'm your puppet. Snap your fingers and I'll turn you a few flips. I'm your puppet. I'm just a toy, just a funny boy that makes you laugh when you are blue. I'll be wonderful, do just what I'm told, I'd do anything for you. I'm your puppet.
Version.
Mellow.
Very mellow. Who would have thunk?
And I tell you, the Sons of Mud Boy can, I mean, the instruments the behind all of that are just lovely.
It's very lovely.
I mean, right we word. Do regular kind of raunchy blues and gospel, whatever.
Right.
And it's always, like I say, a treat to play with those fellas.
Oh, sure. And again, it's a pleasure to have you here, Jimmy. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Again,
and Sons of Mud Boy, again, a week from tonight,
December 10th.
Friday the 10th at Bar DKDC.
Right there.
6 o'clock.
Cooper Young area. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Special announcement. And the primary reason you're in today was I'll read your little handout here. Coming up next Sunday, week from this coming Sunday, an exhibition. An exhibition of art by Jimmy Crosswhite entitled "Cosmic Interference and Other Variables" in the cafe lobby at Playhouse on the Square, featuring Zen chimes, Zen clocks, wheels of karma, and more. An opening reception for the artist will be held Sunday, January 12th, from 2 to 5 p.m. The show runs through March 4th. And for more information, contact the artist at 901-299-2986. with Jimmy Crossway. Thanks,
Thank
Jimmy.
Thank you,
Ron. You're so talented, man. And can I throw in that some of this art is three-dimensional, and did you work on that some of that up here?
Yeah, a lot of the pieces I put together with the equipment here at Crosstown Shared Art. Will McGowan heads up that whole communal
space
art sharing space.
Right,
they've got a full tilt woodworking shop with every conceivable woodworking tool,
all kinds of tools.
Routers that mm-hmm. I make my frames from, mm-hmm. and then there's a digital section that I do my drawings, and they go into a computer, and the computer guides a laser cutter mm-hmm. to cut out the pieces that I then put on backgrounds and paint and whatnot, making them.
I'm going to testify because I came back. I ran into you back there one day, and you were showing me your art that you're using as the basis for this piece that you're cutting out on the laser cutter, on the lathe or whatever. And that knocked me out. I was seeing it in progress, and then you sent me pictures, which I have not yet posted on the Facebook page for this radio show. Do you have a Facebook page for Riverside? I will post those afterwards so folks can go in and see your art. This is what we're talking about specifically. But this is new pieces you made right up here.
Yeah.
How cool. And again, for the listeners, you basically have transformed your ideas of these drawings, beautiful, intricate maze, hand-drawn mazes, very artistic looking, almost lace-like, you know, and you've transformed those into 3D pieces using this equipment up here.
Yeah.
And then colored them and painted them, and they're just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
They're really beautiful. I'll post it. I meant to have them in advance.
I really have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And my art is kind of a wedding between strength and delicacy.
Uh-huh.
And it has elements that might be somewhat Mayan or Eastern or...
Picked up on that.
Well, I kind of like to think of it as more or less timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when I am working, time, like magic, just disappears.
Mm-hmm. And your Zen chimes don't clink, they hum. And your Zen clocks have no hands.
Well, they do have a pendulum that doesn't swing.
Right.
And that just is to essentially let everyone know that the time is now. The time is always now.
It's always Zen time. That's right. We're here with Jimmy Crossway. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me, Ron. Let's
do some other songs here to have ready. I've got some. You want to hear some Furry Lewis or some maybe some Sid?
No, play what you've got.
I tell you what, I had something lined up. I just to celebrate the life of Don Nix. I know he produced some Freddie King, right?
Yeah.
Here's Freddie's version of Going Down. WYXR Memphis.
Down, 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 down. If you love somebody enough, you will follow them wherever they go. It's how I got to Memphis. It's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you will go where their heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen, you will tell me, 'cause you're my friend. I've got to find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me she isn't here, I will follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Mad and she used to say she'd be coming back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Now I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days or 3 nights. That's how I got to Memphis. How I got to Memphis. I gotta find her and tell her I love her so. I'll never rest until she tells me why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start crying. How I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
Hello, Memphis. This is Luther from the North Mississippi All-Stars, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
Here with Jimmy Crosswaite, we just heard from Sid Selvage, your old bud.
Yeah. And Luther.
Latest. I threw in the station ID with Luther.
Yeah.
We're about to play something from the Alabama State Troopers, which is a sort of a classic record that Don Nix was part of many years back. And you said you had a pretty good gritty Don Nix story.
Yeah, play this first.
Okay. Let me go
tell you a tale.
I've got a furry track, furry Lewis track off of this album. If I can pull it back up, it just disappeared from me. But again, Jimmy Crosswaite, kind enough to come by to the studios here, WYXR, and we're gonna listen to Furry Lewis off of this Alabama State Troopers album right before we talk some more about Don Nix.
Up down the road, I met such a frog and old man Toad. Every time that frog would sing, you know, Sister Toad would cut that pigeon wing. There's a cornstalk fiddle and the sugar and the gold, the best old fiddle in the neighborhood. When I popped my whooping, the lever was sprung. Said, bid farewell to the wagon tongue. she promised me. When she dies, she gonna set me free. She lived so long till her head got bald. You know, God had to kill her with a white oak maul. You know, I ain't no peck of wood and I ain't no Jay. I just come to town for a sell a load of hay. Putting my money in my pocket, good God. Now I'm going back to the wagon yard. The barn for the milk of cow. I jumped on a billy goat and I didn't know how. You know, as the monk is sitting in a bale of straw, he's winking at his mother-in-law.
Furry Lewis. Live Alabama State Troopers Roadshow featuring Don Nix, Jeannie Green, and Furry Lewis, and the Mount Zion Band and Choir here with Jimmy Crossway. You knew that character.
Oh yeah, when you hear the song almost stopping and you hear these slaps and thuds, and that's Furry flipping his guitar around, and then he comes back in fretting it with his elbow. And Furry was quite a comic. He had a great line. He said, you know, I just tried to get my car through inspection. It failed. They said, Furry, your right light's high, your left light's low, your brakes don't work, and your horn won't blow. He would say that almost every
classic
performance.
Oh, that's so good.
Would come out. But, yeah, Don Nix, of course, was one of the original marquees in Memphis. He went to Treadwell with all of the Memphis horns people and the drummer Terry Johnson and Steve Cropper, of course. And as time went on, you know, Don was pretty successful. I think he made more money on about the 20th group to record going down than anything else.
Right.
But anyway, one afternoon, he and I were at Trader Dick's, which is a bar on Madison that later became the Blue Monkey.
Right.
But I knew the owner of Trader Dick's, Horace Hull, and a couple of others. And one afternoon, I was probably about three sheets in the wind, and I was saying to the bartender something about, you tell Horace that son of a, you know, whatever, better give me a call about the, you know, something. And a man was there, I think, kind of having a difficult argument with his wife. And as I sort of said a couple of curse words, the man pops up and gets into my face going, you can't talk like that in front of my wife. Mm. And I'm just sort of standing there, you know, listening to the guy rant in my face.
Right.
And Don kind of caught wind of it, and he comes around. Now, Don had a license to carry a gun ever since they were on the road. Anyway, he went over, not to the man, but to the man's wife, and sort of leaned over so that his jacket opened up and she could see his shoulder holster. Mm-hmm. And his pistol that he called Roscoe. And he just said, why don't you ask your husband to settle down?
Mm.
And sure enough, she said, honey, you sit on down now. Yeah. Come on, sit right on down.
Right.
And I walked back to the table, and I had my back to this couple, but Don was facing them. And after a couple of minutes, I see Don stand up, and I have to turn to see that the man is coming up behind me. but he came up to apologize. Oh. Said, "Look, I'm sorry. I was kind of out of line there."
Yeah, he didn't want any trouble with you guys.
But I always had a fond spot for Don.
Sure.
After that sort of, I think, very delicate rescue of the situation. I'm sorry. I've really, it's been a kind of a blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Losing Stanley, right. Deborah, and Don.
Yeah.
All so close together.
Yeah. Holidays really can be tough that way, Jimmy. We're so sorry. Loss of many people that matter to you. It's our, you know, holidays can be a tough time.
We don't any of us get out of this alive.
No.
So.
Right. And again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
great
me, Ron.
And you're full of life and full of yourself and happy to have you here, Jimmy Crossway.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you since last year.
Really?
You knew that was coming.
Seems like only yesterday.
Right. What else would you like to hear? We got a few minutes left, about 20 minutes.
And, just whatever's on your list.
Okay. Well, we've talked about Sid Selvedge. We've talked about Furry Lewis. We played one from each of them. We've talked about the Alabama State Troopers. We've got something. We've got the Alabama State Troopers. That's just a classic from him. I mean, that goes back to the late 60s, right?
No, early
70s.
Early
70s?
Well, no.
Early 60s?
Well, late 60s, maybe early 70s.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I remember, right around 69, 70.
Yeah.
And there's so many great tracks on here. Jesus on the Main Line, just looking down the list here. Living in the Country. Let's hear. How about Iuka? That's a lot. That's a bit of a long one. Let's get
Iuka, Mississippi.
Iuka, Mississippi. Yep.
That's mentioned in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. Right down there near Corinth on the Tennessee River. Yep. We heard, oh, hey, how about Brownsville?
There you go.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And, of course, Mudboy played it and Sons of Mudboy play it.
Thought it looked familiar.
You can come next Friday and hear probably that very song sung by either Luther or Steve Selvedge and Luther Dickinson together.
Here we go, live radio with Jimmy Crossway. Here's Brownsville from the Alabama State Troopers featuring Don Nix, Furry Lewis, live from the Roadshow album, going back on right at 60 years. WYXR, great. Memphis.
Great.
I'm going to Brownsville to take that right-hand road. And I'm going to Brownsville, moon, to get right hand road, baby. And I'm going to get my baby dough. And that woman I love it, she got great long curly hair. And that woman I love it, she got great long curly hair. Mother and father don't lie forever there. And the rising sun will never catch me here. Oh my God, am I? That's a knockout. Baby, rising sun never catch me out. She put laudanum in my coffee. She put strychnine in my tea. She put laudanum in my coffee. Put strychnine in my tea, baby. Put turn my biscuit, but she didn't hurt me. And I went to the gypsy, get my ham bone done. I went to the gypsy for to get my ham bone done. And the gypsy said, "Furry, Clay, you sure need one."
Furry Lewis with the Alabama State Troopers Roadshow album. And that was go back about 50 to 60 years. Here with Jimmy Crosswhite in the studios at WYXR on Riverside. My name is Ron. I'm so lucky to have Jimmy in the studio. Thanks again for coming by, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, thank you.
And you've got an art show coming up a week from Sunday at Playhouse on the Square, and Sons of Mudboy are playing at Bar DKDC a week from tonight.
Yes.
The 10th.
6 o'clock next Friday.
They don't play that much, maybe a couple times a year, so y'all catch that. You heard it first. Maybe you heard first here. Right. And it'll be jammed, right? I mean, DKDC
yeah,
is
most
not...
most likely.
DKDC is not just a real big place in there, is it?
No, but it's fun.
It's fun. It's tight. That's what makes it sort of fun. It's close quarters, and you get to know everybody real well.
Yeah, really.
Before it's all over. Sorry. Excuse me. Again, we just heard Alabama State Troopers. What else is going on with you, Jimmy? Anything else? How are you feeling? Okay? I mean, the holidays were rough on you. We've talked
about...
Yeah,
you know, a bit. I'm good. I've had my own share of health problems, but that comes with the age.
Right.
You look 79.
Well. 79. You look well. You're perky here this morning.
I plan on making it to 80.
We hope you do. And again, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We've got just a few minutes left. I've got lined up Mudboy and the Neutrons and On the Road Again, sort of one of your signatures.
Yeah,
their signature
Casey
tunes.
Jones,
right.
On the Road Again.
Right. So just to sort of put it all back into perspective, with Jimmy Crosswhite, art show coming up a week from Sunday, playing
from
with...
2 to 5 in the cafe lobby at the Playhouse on the Square.
It's called Cosmic Interference and Other Variables.
Yeah.
His art, and then playing with... the sons of Mudboy and the Neutrons, Luther and Cody and Steve and Ben. And this coming week from today.
Yeah.
DKDC, Midtown Memphis, Cooper Young area.
Yep.
That's a very cool place. Karen does a great job bringing in talent. It's a treasure for Memphis. And people keep up with music and go in there. It's jamming just about every weekend, right?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, Jimmy, before we get out of here? I've got, Mudboy.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you absolutely.
Thanks
please
for
come back.
Our shows.
Yes. Yeah. I did want to throw in that, of course, our own Robert Gordon interviewed Don Nix not that long ago up here at the record listening library, and I wish I'd had a chance to go to that. So, you know, again, we've lost the great Don Nix. That's what we've been mentioning him this morning. And in reading about him, what I can pick up is pretty much true. The overall, in fact, I think he came out and said it at some point. He liked to keep a low profile. You know, he really sort of lived a high life. I mean, he was with, I posted yesterday, Waimea Guitar, Gensley Weeps, in sort of as a tribute. But he was with, if you look at the concert film for the concert for Bangladesh, there's Don Nix on the stage with George Harrison and Bob Dylan and everybody
toured
else.
With Leon Russell. And,
yeah.
Any number of folks.
Right.
Don and Leon were pretty tight.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Don credits Leon as helping him produce records. Leon Russell had told Don, just don't let anybody think you don't know what you're doing. And Don said a great example of that was he was putting the Houston Symphony strings on Sid Selvage's first album. And when he went to listen to them rehearse and put the music together, he decided he would say, you know, I think that cello's a bit off, whatever. He said, I didn't know anything about the cello or whatever, but they all thought, you know, I knew what I was doing. So it impressed them and like that. But right. He at least fessed up to lying to, you know, trick he learned from Leon.
Right. Speaking of Leon Russell, again, thanks for coming in. We've talked about your performance with Sons of My Boy coming up in a week and your art show, and you touched on Leon Russell, and he was a great songwriter, and you want to go out with a track from Leon? And I'll tack that on top of the Mudboy and the Neutrons going out.
Yep, whatever.
Just enough time. Here comes, this is a classic. This song's been covered by many, many people. Probably one of those mailbox rock records, as they say, but the mailbox money for Leon Russell from this song was huge. Here's a song for you, Leon Russell, sitting here with Jimmy Crosswaite, WYXR Memphis. For Don, Stanley, and Deborah, WYXR Memphis.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. And I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. Singing this song for you.
We were alone and I was singing this song for you. We were alone and I was singing my song. Singing this song for you.
Train got to station. Haul the boat.
Going out with Mudboy and the Neutrons. Thanks one more time, Jimmy Crossway. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, sir. And good luck with your art show and with Sons of Mudboy next Friday night at DKDC.
Thanks.
I'm sure it'll be packed.
Whatever.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a happy new year. Happy 2025. First show of 2025 on Riverside. And stay tuned for Devin and Audio Box at 1 o'clock. WYXR, your Fridays are always fun. Lori is here with Switching to Glide 2 to 4 and Amanda's Killer Show. Finders Keepers 4 to 6 every Friday. You'll keep it locked in 91.7 FM. Go up to WYXR.org. Make a donation. There's a donate button at the top of the page. Keep community radio rocking and rolling, y'all. You know you can on it. You're tuned in. WYXR Memphis. See you next time, Jimmy.
Casey walking down Nelson Lane. Two policemen looking to learn his name. Cattle Casey to the station house, but he's a natural born rider. And they turn him out, love to turn him out. He's such a natural born rider.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to W.